Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins, and this is the travel update for the 8th of October. The latest James Bond movie just had the best opening weekend in the UK of any 007 movie, showcasing Jamaica to a huge audience. The Jamaica Tourist Board celebrated the release of the film No Time to Die recently by hosting a special preview screening for VIP guests, tour operators, airline and other industry partners. The film includes a number of scenes that were shot in Jamaica. Jamaica is the birthplace of 007, where Ian Fleming created and wrote the Bond novels. The island also features in the first James Bond film, Dr. No, as well as in Live and Let Die and No Time to Die. All Inclusive by Marriott Bonvoy has officially announced the addition of 20 resorts to its Autograph Collection Hotels brand. The All Inclusive Autograph Collection resorts span across Antigua, Costa Rica, Grenada, Mexico, Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, and St. Lucia. Since the all-inclusive portfolio will participate in the Marriott Bonvoy travel program, guests will now have a new travel option where they can earn and redeem points through a convenient pay-one-price concept. Each of the 20 Autograph Collection all-inclusive resorts enables guests to enjoy an all-inclusive vacation with enriching programs, locally driven dining options, and spa and wellness offerings. The 20 resorts join the platform following the recent agreement with Sunwing Travel Group's hotel division, Blue Diamond Resorts, catapulting Marriott International into the top 10 of global all-inclusive players. According to Boeing's estimates, Chinese airlines will require 8,700 new planes worth $1.47 trillion by 2040 to keep up with the country's growing commercial air travel demand. As the industry recovers and airline business models continue to evolve, the future looks good for the next two decades at least. The Boeing 2021 commercial market outlook includes a long-term forecast of demand for commercial planes and services, including a China forecast. Boeing estimates that single-aisle jets will account for nearly 6,500 deliveries, while wide-body aircraft, including cargo aircraft, will account for 1,850 deliveries and account for 44% of demand in terms of value. Boeing is still waiting for Chinese regulators to clear its 737 MAX model after most major markets approved it to fly again. As it's Friday, here is the not-the-normal travel news. Everyone has heard of the Louvre, the British Museum, and the Smithsonian's in Washington, D.C. But not all museums are so well-known, including these couple. They say it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all, and the Museum of Broken Relationships in Croatia is a testament to this. Located in Zagreb, the Museum of Broken Relationships is dedicated to failed romances and exhibits personal objects left behind by former lovers, accompanied by brief descriptions. The museum was founded by two Zagreb-based artists after their own four-year romance came to an amicable end in 2003. Many would say that there is more than one gallery deserving of this title, but the actual Museum of Bad Art is a privately owned museum with the stated aim to celebrate the labour of artists whose work would be displayed and appreciated in no other forum. The original museum was established in the suburbs of Boston, and it now has two other suburban locations, as well as a downtown site. Its permanent collection includes more than 700 pieces of art too bad to be ignored. According to co-founder Marie Jackson, the museum exists to celebrate an artist's right to fail gloriously. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.